I see. I believe that Milton County never existed. There's been movements for quite some time to make a Milton County to get us away from South Fulton, because, you know, a lot of our tax money goes down to South Fulton instead of helping us out. So, okay. So I don't know if there ever was one or not.
Okay. And you've lived in this state for your whole life?
My whole life. I went to Furman, as I said, for 4 years, but I'm still mainly living here. So.
Okay, and here is?
Roswell.
Well, the state.
Roswell, Georgia. Sorry.
See, I got to get you to say some things.
Sorry.
So, no, don't be sorry. It's just, it's sort of a game that we have to play sometimes about these things. I try not to do too much of them. So you were born here in Roswell?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So a real native.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your family history? Where your father is from and your father's father?
Well, my father's from New York. He grew up there mostly in addition to Denver. They moved around a lot because his father was in mining. So they'd kind of go wherever they had to. And going far enough back with my father's side, we're from Lithuania.
Okay.
Then on my mother's side, she's from Massachusetts and her family is from Canada.
Do you know where in Canada? Have you ever?
No, I've never been, and I'm just not sure. I should know, but I don't. We've still got some people living up there. I'm just not familiar with it.
Okay. And so your was it your grandfather who was from Lithuania? Or
it'd be my great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And, but your grandfather then was from New York?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. I believe that's where they all grew up.
Okay. And your grandmother's from?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay. And on your mother's side, Massachusetts is really the home place.
Yes.
Okay, what about other family members? Have you got family around the country?
Let's see. We've got family. My sister's living in Charlotte, North Carolina. My brother lives here in Roswell. And I'd say I've got an aunt in Florida, an uncle in Alabama, and the rest of them are all up in New York. I've got maybe a great aunt in California. So, a little bit of all over.
Okay. You said that you were active in the town. Did you belong to particular clubs or social groups?
No, I've pretty much always been active just as an employee. You know, that's kind of a group on their own. So I did that. And when I was younger, I played sports in the city. So I played youth softball and everything. So that's somewhat of a club, I suppose. But no, nothing official.
Okay. I think that's true of a lot of younger folks. Sports is often important. Did you have any church connections here in town?
When I was younger, we always went to church. Went to St. Andrew's Catholic Church, but that's not something we do anymore.
Okay. And that one is one of the churches right here in Roswell?
Yes, it is. It's off of, I believe it's Riverside Road. Yes.
Okay. Well, as long as we're talking about church, it may be a little bit distant, but that's one of the things about Roswell that you notice when you come into the historic part of town.
Yes.
There's churches there.
Yes, there is.
And do you think it's an important part of life for a lot of people in Roswell? Does it revolve around church?
I don't have a concrete answer to that. I know as far as the younger group, which I'm more familiar with, it's not as much as it used to be. I know that, you know, I work with a lot of kids, so I know the families, and I know that they still, I mean, they're active in their churches. So I think it's one of those hit or miss sort of things. It seems people are either very active or not so active.
Okay. Is it mainly a family thing then?
Yes.
You think about it?
I'd say so, definitely.
Are there big churches here in town?
No, most of the big churches are in Alpharetta, actually, just bordering the city, right up against it. So the ones that are here are really the very old ones, as you were saying, in historic Roswell.